Over to the United States now, where Catholic bishops have criticized the recent decision by the U.S. Congress to build fencing along sections of the U.S. border with Mexico, saying it would create more problems than it would solve. The legislation calls for the construction of over 1,000 kilometers of triple-layer fencing at strategic points of the southern border. President George Bush has said he will sign it into law despite last-minute pleas from the Mexican government for a veto. Mexico is outraged at the congressional decision and says it is considering taking the dispute over the border fence to the United Nations or some other international body. In the United States, proponents say the new law would stop the flow of illegal immigrants over the border and lead to lower crime. The Catholic bishops and other opponents of the measure say the fencing would simply increase deaths among desperate would-be immigrants who would travel to more remote areas to try and cross the border. My colleague Susie Hodges picks up the story.
America's version of the Berlin Wall. That's what many in Mexico and elsewhere have dubbed the plan to build fencing along sections of the U.S.-Mexican border. Hundreds of Latin Americans, mostly Mexicans, die each year crossing perilous rivers and deserts in an attempt to reach the U.S., and tougher controls have increased the number of fatalities. Lupita Sanchez is the daughter of Mexican migrants who lives in the Texan city of Brownsville, just over the border from Mexico. She sums up the anger and hurt felt by Mexican migrants living and working in that area.
Our feelings are hurt. I mean, we're not terrorists. We don't do any other thing than looking for a better life. And I have the feeling that they are seeing us as if we are criminals, and we're not. We're just trying to look for a better living.
So you could say that people, Mexican migrants living in that area of Texas, feel upset, hurt, or even insulted by this decision.
Right. Right. Insulted, yes, in a way that they are comparing us with terrorism. Upset because we're not being recognized for the hard work we're coming to do here.
But does she believe the fencing will help to deter Mexicans and others from trying to cross over illegally into the U.S.?
I don't think it'll stop nothing. I mean, like, again, I say this is not the solution. Not only Mexicans cross across the border. There's other people who cross us from different places in the world, and I don't think they will be stopped by the wall. I think they'll find different ways, and I don't think they stop us, because, I mean, there's no way of living over in Mexico. I don't think the people should be blamed for the mistakes that the authorities do.
Michael Seifert is a Catholic priest in Brownsville who has lived in the border area for nearly 20 years and has been at the forefront of efforts to improve the plight of Mexican migrants. He echoes Lupita in his reaction to this decision to build fencing along the southern border.
As a resident of the border area, I find this idea of building an armed wall is really an act of aggression against our neighbors, the Mexicans. I think that it's an expensive and silly response to a problem that's vital to the interest of both the United States and Mexico. They are, after all, our biggest trade partner, and the wall will not stop immigration from the south. I also think that it's a racist reaction. There's not a wall being proposed for Canada, from whence came the few people who were later cited as terrorists, and remembering from the beginning that the 9/11 people were all here on visas. I suppose the other image I have is of the New Orleans levee system that was poorly designed and poorly implemented and did not in the end keep the sea at bay during the hurricane. And I think it's maybe a weak analogy, but I see this wall as a similar kind of thing, just a very, very poor response to an issue that's an international problem.
The project has been compared by some to the Berlin Wall. Is this, in your view, a fair comparison?
I think it's actually, to compare the wall to the Berlin Wall is a very good comparison. I think, though, this is going to be actually a more brutal kind of wall. It is very obviously an attempt by the United States to build a barrier between us and the rest of the world. We are the reason for much of the immigration, in my opinion. First of all, we promoted and signed off on NAFTA and CAFTA, the two free trade agreements, which have put the poor in Mexico and in Central America at even greater risk. We are the ones that offer work, wages significantly better than what people will make in Mexico. But instead of addressing those issues, we go straight for the enforcement.
Do you think this border fence could lead to an increase in smuggling-related violence along the border, as well as to an increase in the number of immigrant deaths? And there's many of those occurring already, aren't there?
Yes, I think one of the great tragedies in this, the building of this wall, first of all, it's very obviously a political ploy. It's a way for the Republicans to continue to maintain focus on things that aren't of vital interest, such as the war in Iraq and the national economy and the international economy. Any time in the past that the administration has taken an enforcement-only tactic, which Clinton did in 96 when he set up Border Patrol every 100 meters along the river, anytime they've done these things, it simply meant that people were moved out of more safer areas where they could cross, for instance, near cities, into the desert crossings, which have resulted in deaths. So the people in the end who pay the price for this political ploy are going to be the very poorest of the poor people, people who in their vast majority are simply looking for work, for which American companies are looking for workers. It seems trite to say that it's unfair, but it is. It's a tragic kind of injustice being played upon them, and it's not going to work. We cannot keep Chinese immigrants from crossing the Pacific Ocean. I don't know why they think a 12-foot wall is going to keep out hungry people.
It's that same hunger, sometimes in the literal sense, that is driving so many Mexicans to head north across the border into the U.S., where they can earn far higher wages than in their homeland.
I think as long as the absolutely incredible discrepancies between living wages in the United States and Mexico continues, people will come north. It is really a point in Mexico where you will work and work and work and simply not be able to feed your family. A study done a couple of years ago showed that for a family of five living along in the northern region of Mexico along the border needs four full incomes just to provide for the basic needs of the family, and which, of course, means that no one finishes school because as soon as the children reach 16 or 17 years of age, they have to go to work because the family is literally starving. As long as those conditions exist, people will come north, and if it means they have to ride in the back of a trailer truck, if they have to get into a shipping container, if they have to dig tunnels under a wall, they'll do that. The building of this wall, instead of making a more secure border, is going to really raise the potential for violence. The people who will profit from this wall, which is to me an odd thing, it's going to be the Republicans, if it in fact carries their day, and the people who smuggle immigrants. The prices will go up, they will make more money, and more people, more innocent people, will lose their lives.
As Father Michael explains, nobody knows for sure how many people die in the attempt to reach the U.S. But what's certain is that the American dream is still proving an irresistible lure for poor Mexicans.
The number of people who have died crossing the desert in the end is not going to be known. But the stories have taken on a particular poignancy because some of them carry cell phones with them, and the Border Patrol finds the bodies and are able to contact the family members. And it's just heartbreaking because they're usually younger people trying to make the trek. And again, people who are simply coming to work, people are coming here with dreams.
Polls show that many Americans feel ambivalent about the presence of illegal migrants in the U.S. As Father Michael explains, they are happy to take advantage of the cheap labor migrants offer, but at the same time are concerned about their nation's security.
It is one of these hot wire issues. If you can say that you want to secure the nation and we're going to do it by building a big wall and no one will be able to come through that wall, the less informed people will say, well, that's a great idea and that's an easy thing to do. What's interesting in the quandary that the Republicans are in is that the same polls show that people are for that kind of a posture against immigrants. But if you reformulate the question and say, are you willing to pay higher prices for your vegetables, for your salads, because we won't have these migrant farm workers, people say, well, no, we need them to work here. So I think what's going on in the American public is just confusion. They want security, but they also want, or we want, I should say, since I'm an American, we want our security, but we also want cheap vegetables and cheap labor.
So whilst many Americans have mixed feelings about the whole immigration issue, in the border area of Texas where Father Michael lives, opposition to the fencing plan is near unanimous.
My parishioners, of whom probably 80% go to Mexico on Sunday afternoon after morning mass in the United States, are just stunned. It's a slap in the face. It's an insult. They see themselves being perceived as potential terrorists. They want to know why this is being done against people of color. Again, the obvious connection or the obvious comparison with the Canadian border is drawn all the time. That why aren't they doing this in Canada? That's where those people came in.
In the U.S., the midterm congressional elections are looming, and Father Michael believes the fencing plan is being seen by some congressmen as a popular vote-getter.
I have to say there's many things that our nation has done that have been embarrassing to me as an American citizen, but I'm beginning to wonder if there's anything, is there anyone we can't declare war upon? It's an unbelievable time for me. This is the time when the world has become an international community like no other time in our history. And instead of taking the lead, instead of being creative with our responses, we line up one set of enemies after another. And again, the thing about this wall that's just disturbing is that it's not even a solution. When we speak about border security, we never talk about the poor people caught in the middle. Again, the poor people coming across looking for work. We never talk about making their lives safer. We never talk about saving them from the gangs that prey upon them, from the coyotes or the smugglers. We don't talk about the drug traffickers. You know, it's all about a wall. I think it's simply a knee-jerk response that someone way far away in Washington, D.C. has seen as a kind of a nice way to get votes.
You said this could profit the Republican Party, but how much support is there among the U.S. population at large for this project?
I can't speak to the population at large, but I can say that along the border there is absolutely no one who supports the wall. And this is very interesting because one of the groups that's been very anti-immigrant has been a vigilante group called the Minutemen. And their local representative was interviewed the other day in one of the papers, and they too are against this wall. They say it is an ineffective solution to the immigration problem. There's no one on the border that sees this as a good thing.
Father Michael Seifert talking there to my colleague Susie Hodges.